I invite you again to feel your presence, to feel your energy, to feel your heart, to feel your soul, to feel your love, to feel your compassion, to feel your joy, to feel your kindness, to feel your appreciation, to feel your benevolence, to feel your harmony, to feel your light, to feel your sacredness. Breathe and allow yourself to feel yourself, your multidimensional light being self, as you actualize it, realize it, cognize it here in this space, in this time, coordinates of Sedona, Arizona, as we create another beautiful confluence of energies, of Merkabas joining together into one unified oneness field, a field of strength, of coherence, of balance, of pure light consciousness of old Lemurian souls. Breathe. And allow that energy that you are channeling, each one of you is a channeler. Bring that energy in even more, open to it even more. That immense, unconditional, unparalleled, even unimaginable source of love that comes from God, from the other side of the veil, from Source, from all that is, the I am that I am. Breathing liquid light into your bodies, infusing it, anchoring yourself in that energy that is you, allowing more of you, of the grand you, to be present and opening all these receptors within your field as your beautiful swirling vortexes and chakras, all the hundreds of them that are in your body, in color, in light, in tones and sounds that are beyond the physical. Interdimensionally, you allow yourself to open through your pineal to your multidimensional DNA, accessing your Akashic library, your not so dormant abilities, to see and feel and meld into an existence that's beyond the physical, that is your soul. Breathe. Breathe and see what your soul is telling you, feeling for you, loving you, messaging you, showing you things that you may want to look at right now for you personally. Simply allowing and observing all that is coming into your field, into your higher mind's eye. Through your interdimensional sight, every moment we walk on earth as light workers, consciously, is an opportunity to see ourselves as a true light being we are. Touching with our light, with our essence, with our innocence, with the beauty and joy of our inner child. People, places, situations, circumstances. That we bring where it's needed, that we show with our presence, that we show and shine and vibrate and resonance and bring into coherence by our presence the things that need to be aligned, things that need to be balanced, things that need to reach a resolution. Because sometimes without our awareness and presence and focused intention, they won't. So Spirit is asking us throughout all these days and all the teachers here on the stage, claim your divinity, claim your power. Use these tools that are already inside of you. And trust in yourself, your self-worth, worth so much more of your intention, of your attention, of your love, of your compassion. Breathe. We are at the fourth day of the Kryon Summer Light Conference, the Love Connection. How do you see this day for yourself? What do you not expect, but what do you anticipate for yourself? Just feel that energy from an old soul that has come to earth again and again and again. How do you see yourself when you leave this conference today? How do you feel yourself when you leave this conference today? How will you travel back home? What will you share with your close family that is waiting for you? How will you meet your co-workers again? What will you say to the next not so much stranger across the street or your neighbor? How will you smile to the teller at the bank that has had just a very difficult morning? How will you assist with your presence when you sit in a restaurant or ordering a meal and exchanging a few words with the waitress? Your countenance, your tone, and your voice is what matters more sometimes than the words. Or when you walk simply, randomly, in a mall or a park, and you feel that everyone is going on their own sacred journey, everyone has a place and part and time exactly where they are. There is nothing that we need to do for someone else. It is more about being more of ourselves, and by being more, we are actually allowing others, without even knowing it, to become more of aware subconsciously, spiritually, of themselves. Breathe. And open your field to more synchronicities and circumstances and opportunities and realizations to come into your life that are more benevolent, that are more understanding, and that you will know and trust more in your intuition when you hear it first, when you feel that quick breath from spirit whispers through you. When you will notice a sign or a place, or you feel you need to be somewhere and someone is mentioning something that may seem different and you are pulled towards it, and that leads you to something else. We all know spirit doesn't live in a linear dimension. Therefore, our synchronicities and circumstances sometimes appear to be nonlinear, and one thing linked to another, but not in the way we expected. But we recognize it clearly when we feel it with our hearts and with our intuition. And as we created now another beautiful coherent state of being, of oneness, let us extend that energy, those potentials, this space of healing to anyone else you feel to call in here into this beautiful bubble of love, of compassion and healing, family members, pets, countries that need our support energetically, they feel it. Energy is much more powerful than anything. And we are energy transmitters. We are energy towers. We are lighthouses. And your focus and intention and constant awareness creates the space for everyone else to find healing and soothing solutions for what they wish for to resolve in their situations. Again, it's not for us to do, it's simply to be aware, focus, and allow. Be the light for others. It may seem sometimes that we are not doing anything, but we are indeed doing so much more than it seems. So who in your life needs your love and compassion in this beautiful, powerful group of souls? See them here with you and also send them. Literally, you may even raise your hands, both of your hands, and just send energy. Send your light, radiate it. And let them know that all is well, that they are dearly, dearly loved, and there is nothing that they have to do to deserve God's love, which is already them. They are already healed. There is nothing broken. There is no sorrow. There is no fear. There is no worry and anxiety. Simply pure love. And breathe with them that love. And see the smile on their faces, and see the joy in their hearts. And together we can affirm, dear Spirit, please show me what it is that I need to know. Breathe. And gently, lovingly, slowly, bring your awareness, your energy, or present into your bodies. In your own time, you may open your eyes. Beautiful. Namaste.